Zomato has laid off around 600 customer support employees.
We've got some big updates on Jar, which is the automated gold investment app. Flipkart co-founder Binny Bansal has pledged 70 crore rupees.
Kusha Kapila, influencer turned actor, has entered the startup scene. OpenAI has just closed a funding round of around $40 billion.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, Chandra. Hi. So let's kick things off with a story from Zomato. The food delivery giant is making headlines again, but unfortunately, it's not good news. So Zomato has laid off around 600 customer support employees as part of an ongoing cost-cutting strategy. So this comes after a slowdown in their core food delivery business and rising losses in their quick commerce arm, which is Blinkit.
Right. So what's more important to note is that the layoffs are part of a larger push towards automation. Zomato has started ramping up its use of AI to reduce its dependency on human support teams. They recently also launched Nugget, which is an AI-powered platform that handles customer interactions, and it's already powering millions of support requests for Zomato and Blinkit.
But it's also not just customer support team that's feeling the heat, Chandra. Zomato has also been struggling to scale beyond the top cities in India and is facing fierce competition in the quick commerce market itself, which is seeing increasing losses.
Right. Bhavya, you know, they keep saying AI is not coming for your job, but clearly in this case, it has impacted them, apart from weak business prospects as well. So it's definitely a bad day for employees out there. In fact, reports suggest that a lot of the affected employees were let go without notice period, citing reasons like poor performance. Moving on, we've got some big updates on Jar, which is the automated gold investment app. Now, months ago, the firm was in talks for a major funding deal with Prosus and other investors, but it looks like Jar's deal is in a pickle.
That's true, Chandra. The deal worth around $50 million fell apart because of a valuation mismatch. So investors were offering a valuation of about $200 to $250 million, but Jar wanted a much higher valuation of around $300 to $350 million.
Right. But apart from valuation, Bhavya, we are also picking up that there were issues with founders wanting to sell some of their shares through secondary transactions, something the investors were not too happy about. Now, secondaries are always contentious in the startup ecosystem. While some believe that founders should be able to sell shares in small portions so that they can take care of their personal expenses and needs, investors believe that it will reduce motivation the moment they start selling stakes and accumulating wealth.
That's true, Chandra. Plus, Jar's founders are pushing for a higher valuation since the company has also turned profitable, right? So they are looking towards a possible IPO too in 2026. But experts say that if the deal with Prosus doesn't happen, it could affect the future fundraising prospects as well.
We'll have to wait and see if, you know, Jar and Prosus get back on the negotiating table. We understand that Susquehanna Investment Group or SIG was also in talks, or if Jar will drop these plans altogether and straight away tap the Lal Street. But moving on, we have some good news coming in. Flipkart co-founder Binny Bansal has pledged 70 crore rupees to establish the Binny Bansal Institute for Inventing the Future at Lakshya University.
So some details here. This institute will focus on AI, blockchain and robotics and aims to develop scalable solutions in sectors like healthcare, agri and sustainability. And get this, Lakshya University has already partnered with UC Berkeley's AI lab for joint research projects.
It's an exciting initiative at a time when people are talking about how India should take the lead in deep tech innovation. With top names like Binny Bansal and top academicians backing it, this could make a real impact, Bhavya.
That's true, Chandra. Now, shifting gears a bit to a lighter, actually more equally exciting story, Kusha Kapila, influencer turned actor, has entered the startup scene with her new shapewear brand Underneath, and she's already secured funding from Fireside Ventures, with Mama Earth's co-founder Ghazal Alig also joining in.
So just to give you some background here, Underneath went live in December, and in that time, the brand has already gained 176,000 Instagram followers. And Bhavya, I think this is mainly due to Kusha Kapila's efforts there. They are aiming to fill a gap in the Indian market for mass premium shapewear, drawing inspiration from Kim Kardashian's skins, but at more affordable prices.
Guess what you said is absolutely true. Looks like Kusha Kapila is playing it smart, leveraging her personal brand and social media presence to build this business. And the shapewear market in India is also growing. So it'll be very interesting to see how Underneath fares here.
Right. So they are aiming for rapid growth. And with Kusha's influence, we'll have to wait and see if that translates to sales and if she can sustain the traction going forward.
Right. And finally, some massive news in the world of tech. And trust us, this is not an April Fool's Day joke. So OpenAI has just closed a funding round of around $40 billion. Yes, you heard that right. This is the largest private tech deal so far.
Largest private tech deal ever by some reports that we've read. $40 billion. That's humongous. The round was led by Japan's SoftBank, with Microsoft and other investors chipping in. So this puts OpenAI's valuation at a whopping $300 billion, making it one of the most highest valued private companies globally.
Yes, and this is all to scale OpenAI's infra and push AI research further. But there's a catch here. SoftBank has said its investment could be slashed if OpenAI doesn't restructure into a for-profit entity by the end of this year.
Right. Remember, there is a tussle there between Sam Altman and Elon Musk, who says that OpenAI was originally founded as a non-profit. It'll be interesting to see how they navigate this. But imagine, they are buying up so many GPUs only for people to use it to generate Ghibli images, Bhavya.
That's true. And that's a wrap for today's news roundup. We hope you found these stories interesting. Shout out to our amazing reporters, Tushar Goenka, Naina Sood, Aryaman Gupta, and the entire Startup and Tech Bureau for the stories we spoke about today.
That's right, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8 p.m. on all platforms, including the Money Control website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. See you next time for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 Podcast.